probably the last time of the year you'd be thinking about your fireplace unless it draws your attention. And that's exactly what's happened to Eric in Richmond. So we're going to reach out for our home show pro for fireplaces and chimneys. And that's Lee from Lord's Chimney. Good morning, Lee. Can you help us out with Eric?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. He writes, I began to smell something musty near the fireplace. No signs of a leak or mold. I had a company come out and do a moisture and air test, and he found the moisture levels between 17 and 45%, depending on the wall location. And it's sealing down to the knee height in some areas. And we've been in the attic numerous times, and we still can't find a source for the moisture. There's no evidence of a leak near the fireplace vent, and no evidence of leak in the surrounding roof area, no condensation from the AC, no wet insulation. They're stumped. But it all comes back to the fireplace and the chimney, and I'm wondering, Lee, is there a problem here?
Yes, there can be. A lot of times fireplaces will leak, and you can't see the leak, and it's literally keeping the water inside the actual fireplace itself. So the bricks and the structure will actually be wet, and it's without having an educated eye, it's very hard to see why it would leak from the outside.
So you're saying it's almost become a sponge?
Correct.
So what's the cure for this?
We have water repellents that we can put on brick and stone, and it will literally make water bead up like the outside of the car for 10 years. And also just make sure that there are no holes or gaps or anything else in the brick or stone or mortar or whatever it is.
So you would come out and treat the fireplace, and that would keep moisture from getting into it. But what about what's in there? I guess if you cut off the source coming in, will that eventually allow what's in there to dry out?
Yes, it will, if you use a correct waterproofer, because some companies use sealant. And it will not let water vapor out of the structure. So it's real important to use the correct product so that you don't trap water in.
So what you're putting on the chimney then is not only keeping it out, but it's allowing the moisture inside to breathe out.
Correct. Diagnosis is the most important part to this whole thing because we got to find out why the water's coming in.
That could be anything from, like you're saying, saturated brick to maybe a bad cap or something at the top.
Bad cap, cracked concrete on the top, or even mortar holes going up and down the fireplace.
All right. So you want to get Lee from Lord's out there to check that out, Eric. He'll be able to diagnose and get to the bottom of it. And that's why he is our expert, our home show pro for chimneys and fireplaces. He sees things others don't see. And you can learn all about him by visiting homeshowradio.com and click on the Lord's Chimney button right there on the homepage. Lee, thanks for helping us out this morning.
Hey, thank you.